Bugatti's new 1,480-horsepower supercar costs only $5.8 million. Supercar maker Bugatti has released its latest supercar, the Devo, and with it a wellspring of press coverage, but is it worth the hype? Bugatti has long been famous for the Devo's ultra-fast predecessors, the Chiron, a racer that could reach an electronically limited top speed of 261 miles per hour, 420 kilometers per hour, and the Veyron, another supercar that could claim the Guinness World Record for the fastest street-legal production car in the world. But beyond its performance characteristics, a Bugatti's price and top 1% clientele have also lent gilded cash to these engineering marvels. So it's no wonder that Bugatti's engineers decided to dream up another machine, although its appeal might not have anything to do with its potential as a record breaker, unless, of course, you consider its price. According to the Devo's sales team, the car retails for an astonishing $5.8 million, a price that's only been bested by the $8 million Mercedes-Benz Maybach Accelero. Why does the Devo cost so much? Exclusivity is the answer. Unlike the Chiron, which was manufactured in a 400 auto production run, the world's Devo population will be limited to just 40 cars. While rarity is certainly one of the Devo's selling points, it can also boast better handling than the Chiron, clocking in at 8 seconds faster around the torturous Nardo testing ground. This improvement can be attributed to an enhanced aerodynamic body design that adds 90 kilograms more downforce and light weighting to the tune of 35 kilograms. Additionally, one has to believe that the Devo's top speed, a paltry 236 miles per hour, 380 kilometers per hour, also helps reduce the fear factor when pushing the auto into the Nardo's hardest corners. Finally, the Devo comes with a body that, while based on the Chiron, is obviously a bit more radical and sexy than Bugatti's earlier offerings. The Devo's more progressive design begins with its front end, where additional air inlets and a unique spoiler add greater downforce to the vehicle. Running down the length of the body, Bugatti designers also augmented the side line of the car to make it appear lower and longer. Closing out the Devo's new design is a 1.83-meter rear wing that's used as both an air brake and a means of changing the vehicle's multiple driving modes. Looking to nab a Devo? Too bad. All 40 models have already been sold, so it appears you'll have to wait until some soccer star or the like gets pulled over in one before you'll see this vehicle in the media again.